Well, hello there! Oh, no, 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 no. Don't you try to pull your pants back up. Or try to close that browser window. Hands on your dick where I can see them, buddy. What am I doing? What are you doing? What kind of exhibitionist doesn't even close their bedroom door properly before they start jerking off?
Oh, you didn't think anybody was gonna come in.
What if a robber had broken into your home and decided to steal your innocence as well as your TV, You wouldn't know something was wrong until it was too late, all because your eyes were glued to your screen. Speaking of which, who or what are you even jerking off to? Let me come over and take a closer look. No, no! Don't switch to another window. Keep your hands on your cock, dude. If you're jerking off without a care in the world, it had better be to something that's good. And it's my job to make sure of it. What's weird about that? I'm your best friend. I'm morally obligated to make sure you're not jerking off to substandard porn. It's like you wouldn't let your friends eat crappy food or listen to lame music or watch season 8 of Game of Thrones more than once, right? This is like that. So shut up and let me have a look. She's not bad. Pretty face, nice body. I'd give her, 7 out of 10. Unfortunately, she's not here. So I'm taking 1 point. And she's not me, so I'm taking away 5 points. And she probably doesn't know you or care about you like I do, so I am removing another 5 points. Sorry, my dude. That means that you're jerking off to a negative 4 out of 10. And as your friend, that means I need to delete her off your hard drive for your own good and for the good of your penis. Hey, I said hands on your cock. I'm doing you a favor here, and if you can't appreciate that and keep getting in my way, I'll beat you harder than you were beating your dick a minute ago. Now, as your friend, I believe I'm morally obligated to hook you up with prime jerk-off material. Now, I'm here, so I'm automatically giving myself 1 point. Also, I'm me, of course, so that's another 5 points, and I know you and I care about you and I really like you. So that's 5 points. So congratulations. You can now jerk off to someone who is an 11 out of 10. At least. Anyways, this is how you know you've made it in life. What? Did I stutter? You can jerk off. Come on, your hands are already on your dick. Polish that lightsaber until you feel the force flowing through you. Do I have to say it in a Yoda voice or something? Dude, is that the kind of weird, nerdy crap that gets you hard? What? Yeah, I said I like you. Dude, you are not old enough to be that hard of hearing. Don't make me repeat myself like I'm talking to some wrinkly old guy. Oh my gosh, you were really hung up on that. Look, we've been best friends for I don't know, a long time now. And I have liked you, really liked you, for almost as long. And I've tried everything. Everything. Short of actually stripping naked and seducing you to get you to realize that I like you. Romantically. And it never works. I can't tell if you're just really dense or if you're intentionally trying not to think about it, but you never acknowledge it. It wouldn't be so bad if you just told me you liked someone else. Or, hell, say you're not interested in me in that way. If you just outright rejected me, I could be fine with it. But no, you just somehow don't notice it. You know what? No longer. I'm here. Your pants are down. Your hands are on your dick, and I'm telling you, I like you. If that's not enough to get it through your head that I want to be more than friends, well, I don't know what will. If you don't like me back, then, I don't know, just tell me to go away or something, and I'll leave you alone, and we can pretend like this never happened. Or if you're really mad at me, and you don't want to talk to me anymore, ever again, that's fine too. Life is short, and I'd rather tell you I like you and have you upset at me for it than to spend the rest of my life never saying it and wishing I had. But if you do like me, then, I don't know, you can jerk off to me instead. I mean, instead of some random girl on the internet. Dude, this is normally the part where you say something. Or jerk off. Don't just like stare at me like you went up on stage and are having public speaking anxiety. Bruh. Performance anxiety? You're really having performance anxiety right now. You know what? Screw it. I'll do it for you. Hand me the bottle of lotion. Do it. Hands up your dick. Oh my gosh, dude. Either tell me to go away or let me stroke it. Watching you have performance anxiety right after I tell you I like you is just sad. There. That feels better, right? Think you can come? What am I saying? Of course she'll come. I'll make you come with my hands, even if I have to stroke you for hours. Like I've gone on a wee tennis marathon. Damn, son. Your balls feel so full. Have you been saving up? You weren't doing one of those weird nofap challenges before this, were you? Well, good for me if you did. That just means I'm going to get a lot of cum out of you. Now just relax. That's it. Yeah, just lean back and let me take care of you. I'm going to stroke it all out of you. Just let me do the work. I'll make you come, baby. Your cock and balls are in good hands. Literally. You getting close already? Well, dude, I barely started. Were you jerking off a long time before I came in? Seriously, is this like your first time getting stroked by someone else? Wait, this is your first hand job? Seriously? You've never had a girl touch your dick before? What? No, it's not something to be ashamed of. I mean, I feel weirdly special now, actually, but damn, if I knew this was going to be your first time, I would have tried to make it more special. Maybe have a candlelit dinner, play some soft music. And after we had a few glasses of wine, I'd reach under the table, gently grab your cock, and sensually whisper, "Have you ever heard of the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?" Yeah, I thought you'd like that nerdy stuff. Now relax. First hand job or not, I'm still your best friend. And I'm the girl who likes you the most in the whole world. So just relax and come for me when you're ready. Come on, baby. I can feel your pre-cum on my hands. It's all right. You can hold on to me. Are you close? You're moaning. Mm-hmm. I sense it too. You want to come, don't you? You're going to come for me. That's right, baby. Come for me. Where? Well, you don't have a towel, and I don't want to get you spraying everywhere, so I guess you'll have to come in my mouth. You heard me. You're gonna come in my mouth and I'm gonna swallow it. I don't want you making a mess all over yourself or all over me. So you're just gonna make a mess down my throat instead. What, you don't think I'll do it? Dude, please. I give great blowjobs, and I always swallow. So just worry about lasting long enough in my mouth to enjoy it. Because I think once my warm, wet mouth is on you, and my lips are wrapped around the base of your cock, you won't last long before you just pop. You don't believe me? You underestimate my power? Well, believe me when you're moaning and whimpering and feeding me your cum, which, judging by how much your cock is twitching and leaking pre-cum, should be really, really soon. Mm. That's it, baby. Mm. Mm. Just relax and let go. I'll swallow it all. Mm. Mm. I told you. Also, you taste good. Have you been eating more fruits lately? Mm-hmm. I swallowed all of your cum. I guess you could say your load is now Qui-Gon. Also, your spunk was really tasty. We're definitely going to do this more often. Well, first you have to actually take me out on a date. A proper date. I'm a lady. Right now? Well, yeah, though you may want to pull up your pants before you take me anywhere, dude. What? You don't want me to call you dude anymore? But I've always called you dude. Oh. Baby? You liked it when I called you baby earlier? All right, fine, but only if you call me baby right back.